All right, so today we're diving deep into John Walker's. Her name is Bellflower.
Oh,
Have
yeah.
you had a chance to
I have.
Okay, good.
I have, yeah.
So this book,
Really interesting.
it's not a typical story. It's more like it's like he uses the bellflower to like explore all these virtues, grace, nurturing, sensitivity, resilience, and he kind of like weaves them all together.
He does, and it's so beautifully done, like the way he uses the flower
Right.
as a symbol to like
Yeah.
almost like unlock her
It's
character.
like it's not just like a
Yeah.
simple metaphor.
No, it's so much more than that. It's
It's like
a
he's
bit
trying to get you
soulless.
to feel those
Yeah,
things. Like he
exactly.
describes the bellflower as a gentle yet powerful bloom.
Yes, I love that line.
And it's like,
So perfect.
yes, and it's like you can like feel her character
You can just like,
through that description.
you get it
Right?
immediately.
Yeah. And it's not something you see a lot in like
Not really,
in a lot
but
of like character development.
it's very unique.
Yeah, it's super unique.
And it's effective.
It is.
Very effective.
Yeah, and it's like, we were talking about the qualities and like gratitude, hopefulness, empowerment. It's like those things aren't just like words on a page.
No, he actually shows you how these
How they
virtues
feel.
are lived out.
Like how she uses them.
Exactly. It's in her choices, her actions, her
Her
relationships,
reaction. Let's
everything.
say it's showing you.
It's not just telling.
Not telling, but showing.
You're seeing the impact of a life lived with those qualities.
Right. And like, that saying, actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like the
Ugh.
whole bellflower thing, like thriving in all seasons.
That
Like
is.
that's resilience.
That is. It's like this idea that no matter what you face,
Yeah.
you can still find a way to bloom.
Yeah. And like, when I was reading that part, it was just like, I
Yeah.
was like,
It makes you think
makes you think,
about your own life.
am I really doing that?
Yeah. Like, am I really embracing resilience? Am I
Like, am
hopeful?
I allowing myself to be empowered?
Exactly. And that's what I think is so powerful about this book. It makes you reflect on those things.
Yeah, and like, the way Walker describes her character?
Yes.
It's so poetic.
It
It's like almost like it
is.
makes you wonder, is this even about outer beauty at all?
That's a great point, and I think that's intentional on Walker's part.
Okay.
He's really trying to shift our focus to look beyond the surface. He's
Okay.
saying true beauty comes from within.
Right.
It's about the impact you have on the world.
It's about like living a life
Your
of
virtue
virtue, yeah,
of purpose.
of purpose.
And you feel that throughout the entire story.
You do, you do. And it's like he's challenging you
Yeah.
to look deeper,
Look closer.
not just at like other people, but also at yourself.
Yes,
It's
absolutely.
like,
It's about recognizing those qualities,
okay.
the integrity, the kindness, that inner light. And not just in others, but in ourselves too.
Yeah. So what do you think is like the biggest takeaway?
I think for me, it's that like Walker is urging us
Yeah.
to cultivate those virtues,
Okay.
to really work on them within ourselves, because that's what truly matters.
It's like he's saying like, hey, look, these qualities are what make a life beautiful. Her name
Exactly.
is Bellflower.
I mean,
It's a beautiful story.
it is, but it's more than that. It's so much
That's
more.
almost
That's almost like a call to action.
It is. It's an invitation to look inward and ask yourself, what qualities do I want to embody? What kind of impact do I want to have on the world?
Yeah, like which of these virtues do I connect with most?
Yeah, the grace, the resilience, the nurturing spirit.
And like, how can I cultivate those in my own life? There's
Exactly.
so much to think about.
A lot to think about.
Yeah.
It's a powerful message.
Powerful, yeah.
Really powerful. All right. Well, thanks for diving deep with me.
Of course, always a pleasure.
Her name is Bellflower, everyone.
Check it out.
Definitely check it out.
It's worth the read.
All right, we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.